This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, it is going to be an awesome Thursday, a different kind of a Thursday. I will explain here in a moment. We will talk about the world we used to have, like yesterday, versus the one we have now. And can we get it back? Hint, hint, yes, we can. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss the tariff stuff that's coming. I actually have a criticism about something I'm not seeing from the administration. That's always a good time. The diplomacy, if you want to call it that, continues to go back and forth overseas. But most of all, and this is me preparing you for this right now, most of all, we are going to have a show that is a bit of a smorgasbord. How about that for a big word? A smorgasbord tonight. Why? Because over time, we get so many emails in, so many great ones in. We don't take phone calls, and I know that bothers you, but we don't take phone calls. And all these great emails I never get to, they stack up. And we have Ask Dr. Jesse tomorrow, so I'm going to have even more coming in. I am going to start chopping away at this stuff, including about the Department of Education, because that's the big story from today. I'll talk about that here in just a moment. But we are going to have emails all over the map to clear out some room for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which is, of course, tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And in fact, in light of the executive order from the Trump administration today saying the Department of Education is no more, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but that's what it is. I'm going to talk about this one. Hey, Jesse. I have a friend who taught orchestra and choir in high school for 30 plus years. She's retired now. She's told me she's sincerely afraid the Department of Education is going away. I haven't heard you talk much about this. Can you share your wisdom with your loyal listeners? Ask me to skip her name, and of course I will. All right, so let's talk about what has happened. And this is not unique to the Department of Education. This happens. It's just part of life, part of a growing country. In fact, let's start there. You ever have a job? You have a job now. Do you ever have meetings at your job? Everybody gathers around. Maybe it's a safety meeting before work in the morning. Maybe it's a, hey, we're having a new sales meeting. Were you ever in one of these meetings? Everyone has, unless you're too young to have been in this, but everyone knows what they are if you haven't been in one yourself. And part of the reason everybody in your work rolls their eyes when they get the notice, hey, everyone be in the conference room at 2 o'clock. Judy, don't eat all the donuts this time. The reason everybody kind of does the, as soon as they get one of these emails is this. It's not that they don't like the idea of a meeting. It's not that a meeting cannot be productive. But here's part of the problem. When you have a meeting, I'm going somewhere with this, stay with me. When you have a meeting and you invite 10 people to the meeting, what will happen is instead of everybody being focused on the task at hand, 10 people in the meeting, all 10 will feel as if they have to contribute something. Otherwise, they'll feel useless. They feel like they're not doing anything in front of the boss. You feel like you have to speak up. So the meeting that should have been 10 minutes long, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this, and wear your hard hat today, ends up being 45 minutes long because all 10 people have to speak. People feel the need to do something at all times. It's human nature. There's part of that in all of us, I suppose. Certainly all decent people, they feel the need to, almost obligated to, to do something. Which brings us to politics. This infects all sides, everybody, Republican, Democrat, Independent, no matter what you are. How many times have you heard, forget about the communists for a minute, how many times have you heard Republicans say, well, the people expect us to govern? Gosh, Mike Johnson's probably said that 50 times as he was passing all the spending bills under Joe Biden. People need us to govern. They expect us to be. We got to govern here. Now, somebody like me, that makes me stand up and scream, no, we don't. No more laws, please. No more. Leave me alone. But you see, you get elected to Congress, and you could be a great person with great ideas and all the right things, things you want to do. You get elected to the House, to the Senate, to the presidency. You feel like, I got to do something. I need to sponsor a bill. We need a bill. I need to put my name on a bill. You feel this need. It's human nature to do something. And so when you combine this human need to do something with the fact that the communist is always waiting and watching, ready to pounce on any opportunity to seize power and destroy things, when you combine those two things, you will end up always with a government agency and or a law you have no need for whatsoever. It's human nature. We did a show on this one time, a little history show when I was talking about the human need to do something. And we talk about the Titanic. I'm not going to go into all the details of the show, but the Titanic sinks. Obviously, that makes international news. A bunch of people, they sunk in the Atlantic. It was really sad. Obviously, I wasn't alive, but at the time, it was an international scandal. How could this be? And part of that international scandal was the headline, there weren't enough lifeboats. I should note, that may or may not have been true, but anyway, once that part of the scandal got out, what happened? People started passing laws, passing rules. Oh, Chris said it's part of our lessons from history thing. If you want to look up the podcast, look up 25 feet, and that's where you can learn about it. Anyway, what happened was after all these new rules came down, there was a riverboat in Chicago that put on all these extra lifeboats. They were too heavy for the top of the boat. It flipped over. A bunch of people drowned in 25 feet of water because somebody had to do something. We have schools. We have always had schools. Not always government schools. Sometimes it's homeschooled. Sometimes it's the local town school. But the education of children has always been a thing, and that's a good thing. You want children to learn. It's an easy, easy sell to go to the American people and say, hey, kids are failing in math. Our kids are falling behind in English. Hey, you don't want to short the kids, do you? What we need a department. We have got to have a new department. This will be a department of education. And the headline sounds great, doesn't it? Hey, perfect. Let's get in a bunch of experts. Of course, people never think about who those experts might be. Let's bring in a bunch of experts and we'll create a new department of education. And of course, because we created a department and it's called the Department of Education, obviously, they're going to focus on the kids, right? Surely they're going to focus on the kids. Definitely the kids. This is not unique to the Department of Education, Department of Energy, EPA. I mean, you could go down the list of government bureaucracies, and don't think that this is unique to the federal government. Your state has a bunch of this crap they don't need. Your town, your city, your county has a bunch of this stuff too. We need a new board. We need a new council. We need a new commission. You probably don't. But again, just like in the business meeting you have at work, it is human nature. You get a bunch of people together. We'll make it about your city council. You get 9 city councilmen in a room and you tell them, hey, by the way, there's been some flooding on the south side of town instead of those nine people coming up with a solution or saying, hey, let's talk to this guy and get a solution. What's the easiest thing and what's the best sounding thing? Hey, let's get a commission. What we need is an eight-man commission who's going to dig in and he'll come up with new flood bylaws and we'll eliminate this and we'll eliminate that. And of course, the flood commission will only care about flooding, of course. It's human nature. It dooms us. Human nature combined with communist activism has doomed us. The Department of Education is not about the children. I'm not going to rewind and talk about how it started or any of that other stuff, but it's not about the children, has never been. What it's been about is control, you see. Control. What the federal government pays for, the federal government controls. What the federal government strokes a check for, the federal government controls. Why didn't we have more of a coalition of red states standing up to the evil Biden administration when they tore through this country? Why didn't that happen? Because the Biden administration kept holding money over people's heads. You want that highway money? You want your school money? Don't make me pull it back. Trump administration's doing it right now. Hey, you want that money for your university? Cut the tranny stuff. I'm not paying you. Columbia, get rid of it. I'm not paying you. What the government pays for, the government controls. And as far as the DOE goes, Department of Education, let's discuss what they've done, shall we? Before we do that, let's discuss your garbage cell phone company. Because corporate America, honestly, a lot of this is downstream of education. Corporate America chose to start getting involved in politics. And when I say involved, I don't mean on our side. Corporate America chose to start wading into the culture wars. And maybe the worst culprits of this in the country are the large cellular providers. The T-Mobiles, the AT&Ts, the Verizons, they do this evil crap all the time. They take your money, you pay your bill, and they hand it out to some kooky Marxist cause, and they trash your country with it. At Pure Talk, they don't do that. They hire Americans. When they dig in and give back to veterans. You can keep your phone number. It's easy. There's no trouble here. Anyone can do it. They'll do it all for you. U.S. customer service team, full of pleasant Americans. 10 minutes on the phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday, talking about the DOE. And look, before I continue on with the DOE and really every government organization, before I get to the emails and tariff stuff and everything else, just know, executive order or no executive order, one, Trump deserves all the credit in the world. Because every Republican president has talked about this, everyone in my life, he's the only one that's tried to do it, so good for him. Two, we're going to need Congress for this. We will. We're going to need Congress. I know, look, when we get a president we like, we don't want to have to hear about, I need Congress. We just want a president to get stuff done. When we get a president we dislike, when Joe Biden's there, we want Congress. Hey, Congress, step in, stop him, do something. We will need Congress to eliminate this. That means we need you and me to do more to improve Congress. Because I can tell you right now, if you're sitting around holding your breath for evil judges to be impeached, well, you're going to pass out here pretty quickly. Don't hold your breath, all right? Eliminating the DOE. You'd think every Republican would be on board, I'd be careful about that. Anyway, back to how this stuff works. You create a department, the Department of Education. They then start to give out standards. Hey, you want your money? You want your DOE money? You want your $20 million? You must do this, this, and this. And that, you see, especially early on, that's an easy sell as well. It's an easy sell to people who don't think things through, to all the normies and normas out there. They don't think things through. They don't travel down the road in their mind. You simply say, hey, shouldn't we have an organization that keeps every state to some standards? Isn't that an easy sell? Well, yeah, of course. I want Maryland kids to be able to do the same geometry they can do in Idaho. Yes, yes, sounds good. But
therein lies the rub, you see. We don't follow down the road, the logical road every government organization is going to take. And we don't think to ourselves, we don't ask ourselves the questions. So who is going to be making these rules specifically? Because when you ask that question to people, do this at something people think is cooler. CIA. CIA is actually a great example of this. Hey, so who's going to make that decision on a coup that we are going to start in Yemen, let's say? Oh, an intelligence guy. That's the most you can really get out of people. Really? What's his name? Where did he go to school? Is he married? What's his political affiliation? What are his passions? What are his hobbies? Do you know a single thing about that guy and his motivation? No, you don't. Neither do I. The Department of Education, we love the headline. It's the actual meat of it that we don't enjoy very much. You see, when you create a department that's going to dictate things to every state in the United States of America, the communist is simply going to fill up that department with all of his people, and they're going to dictate things like, hey, by the way, your high school, we're going to bring a dude into your daughter's locker room. We don't follow that to its inevitable conclusion that the communists, that evil people will take over and they will do evil things with it. We see evidence of this all over the place. But the Department of Education is an evil, evil thing. And it has done a lot to destroy the education system in this country. And it's done a lot to line the pockets of people, many of whom aren't even teachers. It's done a lot to increase the administrative state, which of course comes right back to the conversation we've been having all the time. Why does it increase the administrative state? Well, the Department of Education tells you, hey, Michigan, your math scores are too low. But hey, we've got some money we're going to hand to you. Your math scores are too low. And the state of Michigan says, hey, you know what? You know what we need? We need a commission. We'll come up with a 5-person commission. And yes, the governor's sister's brother is going to sit on the commission for a generous $250,000 a year. And soon the administration grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. The money, of course, doesn't get to the students because the people who run these things don't care about the students. You know, here's a fact. In my experience from going to school and now having children in school, the only people you can find generally who actually care about the students are the teachers themselves. Now, you can find a wonderful school where it goes top to bottom, of course, and that's what you need to seek out. But in general, school board, it's a political position. It's important. You need to run for it. It's a political position. I can't tell you how many teachers listen to this show and they send in emails pulling their hair out about the things they're forced to do when they just want to help the kids. They just want to teach the kids. Eliminating any and every government agency, for the most part, should be a central part of anybody on the right, because any government agency will grab power. It will then fill itself up with communists. It will then attack your country while they enrich their friends and punish their enemies. Good for Trump for moving forward with this. Now, that was a lot of good. Before I get to the emails, I want to address a concern I have. It's a legitimate concern. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. The whole show's dedicated to you. And whatever you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I have a concern. I told you I have a concern, and so let's chat about it. Before I get to the actual concern, this is about that, so this is where I'm going. Just stay with me. Did you see anything about in the news about
Jackie Robinson website being removed from the government, DOD, if you will. Or so they're eliminating Colin Powell. Have you ever seen anything like this in the news? Of course you have. Well, what's happening? What's going on with these stories? Well, let me explain. You see, the federal government, 3 million people, roughly, 92% plus they vote Democrat. The federal government is full of communist activists, top to bottom. Now, how many people so far has the Trump administration removed? I know Trump, Elon, Doge, I know they're firing them as fast as we've ever seen, right? So I'm not sitting here, I'm really not being critical, but how many? Has it been 3 million, has it? It's 10% here, it's 20% there. Even the Department of Education, what did they announce? They said they're removing how much of it? 50%. Linda McMahon came out, 50%. Well, that leaves 50% of it still there. Here's the issue. Yes, you're making cuts. But remember, when you have cancer, you have to cut so deep that you get it all. You can't just cut out half the tumor, because then the tumor just grows right back to the same size it was, if not bigger. You have to cut out every last little bit of it, because if you leave even the tiniest amount, it will simply grow right back into what it was. That's how cancer works. Freaking evil disease, and don't get me started on it. Anyway, it's horrible. Communism inside of your government works the exact same way. You have a gigantic tumor called the Department of Education. Removing half of it isn't enough. What's this have to do with the Jackie Robinson story? Do you understand that these stories, oh, they removed Jackie Robinson's website. Lots of these stories, they're not actually being ordered from the Trump administration. Oh, then why is it being done? For the exact same reason communist after communist after communist has been caught in this country spray painting swastikas on things and calling it right-wing terror. The communist will invent crimes out of thin air to make you look bad and to justify his cause. So these people step in, they eliminate this, they eliminate that to make the Trump administration look bad, and then boom, you turn on ESPN this morning, if you're the last person who watches that trash, and this is what you see.
So ESPN and others reported today that the Department of Defense, amidst an ongoing effort to purge government mentions of diversity, equity, and inclusion, removed the website honoring Jackie Robinson's military service. It has since been restored, and their spokesperson, the Pentagon press secretary, said this, we do not view or highlight.
We got it. She goes on to politics. Believe me, I'm going to play you that whole clip and we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Anyway, I want to stay on topic. How many flag officers in the United States military, that's generals and admirals, how many have been removed? Anybody? We have way more now than we've ever had before. We have admiral after admiral, general after general. Almost all of them are still there. Oh, sure, they sacked the chairman of the joint chiefs and this little bit and that little bit. Why do we still have so many flag officers? Let me ask you something else. Remember that? Hey, Chris, grab that if you don't mind. Remember when Kash Patel went on Sean Ryan's show and he talked about eliminating the intelligence wing of the FBI, about how he would break that up? You'll find it. It'll just take you a second. You'll find it anyway. Even if he doesn't, Kash Patel, again, this is going to sound like a criticism. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but Kash Patel said on day one, oh, you have it? Oh, here, wait, go ahead.
The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I'd take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. your cops, go be cops. Go chase down murderers and drug dealers and violent offenders. What do you need 7,000 people there for? Same thing with DOJ. What are all these people doing here? Looking for their next government promotion, looking for their next fancy government title, looking for their parachute out of government. So while you're bringing in the right people, you also have to shrink government.
Anyone have an update on the Hoover building? Where are we at on that? Anyone have an update on the intel wing of the FBI? Because a little birdie told me that Kash Patel is now keeping it. This is not meant to crucify the Trump administration. This is meant to wake everybody up, including the Trump administration, that you cannot slowly, deliberately, just kind of do this the right way with a little tweak here and a little tweak there, and we'll move this guy around and that guy around. You have got to take a chainsaw to the evil criminal organization known as the United States government. How many, you know what? Forget about shutting down the Hoover building or the intelligence wing. How many middle managers have been fired at the FBI? As far as I can recall, Christopher Wray resigned before the Trump administration took over, and I believe it was one guy, the head of the FBI field office in New York, after he stiffed Pam Bondi on the Epstein documents, one guy. And that one guy, after he was let go, forced to retire, there's video of this, you can go look it up, he retired, and they brought in bagpipes, and his fellow communist employees at the field office in New York were applauding him after he was a hero. Those employees who applauded the man who just thumbed his nose at the Attorney General of the United States of America. Are they still working at the FBI? Because, look, if it came out that Jewish producer Chris was somehow working against the show, he's working undercover for the communists, torpedoing the show, ruining everything, and I sent an email, or I just, in person, I fired Jewish producer Chris, and I wake up one day and there's an Instagram video of producer Corey celebrating him on the way out. Chris, I love you. You're the best. Woo! Guess who else doesn't need to come into work the next day? Corey. What are we doing? Are we cutting deep enough? Fast enough? And as I've said many times before, I understand. I'm being as understanding as I can that there are things that take time. I get it. They're trying to cross T's and dot I's. But if we are here, what is the date today? March 20th. If we, 1 year from now, are still here and there hasn't been manager after manager, government employee after government employee, if there hasn't been a gigantic axe taken to the deep state, then I'm sorry, my faith will have evaporated. The cuts must be too deep, not too shallow. If you're going to miss, you better miss too deep rather than too shallow. Otherwise, we will have 4 more years of every single landmine thrown in front of the Trump administration they possibly can, and we're not going to get done what we need to get done. There. Glad I got that off my chest. Speaking of ESPN, in fact, speaking of, it's not about ESPN. It's about our culture. It's about America. We're going to talk about that clip in just a moment. Before we talk about that clip, let me talk to you about April 2nd. In case you don't know, that is the day the world is watching. Because that's the day, officially, the tariffs are going to get put into place. Reciprocal tariffs, Canada, Mexico, China, the works. You had better have gotten a hold of Gold Co. before then. How about now? Sounds like a good time. So why? What do you get a hold of Gold Co. for? Well, to make sure your retirement is protected. Think about it like putting a seatbelt on your retirement to ensure, even if there's a crash, you'll be okay. Maybe a little sore, but not a goner. That's what Gold Co. does. They've been doing it for a very long time. They've won numerous awards for a reason. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau. That's because you love them and you trust them. Call Gold Co. 855-817-GOLD. Or go to JesseLikesGold.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, so I wanted to talk for a moment. And a lot of this is actually going to come back to the modern Democrat Party and why they actually just set a new record. They continue to set records for lowest approval in their history. It's down to 27%. Remember, the other record was 29% from a couple days ago? It's down to 27%. The American people hate them. And you Democrats, you communists who hate this, and I want you to understand that what I'm about to play for you, it'll sound totally unrelated, but this is a huge reason why everyone hates you now. And, well, here it is. This is from ESPN.
Reggie Miller from way downtown.
Not that one, this one.
So ESPN and others reported today that the Department of Defense, amidst an ongoing effort to purge government mentions of diversity, equity, inclusion, removed a website honoring Jackie Robinson's military service. It has since been restored, and their spokesperson, the Pentagon press secretary, said this. We do not view or highlight people such as Robinson through the prism of immutable characteristics such as race, amongst other things. So, look, Jackie Robinson was known for many things, but above all, first and foremost, it was his ongoing courage in the face of racial discrimination. In fact, in addition to crossing the color barrier in baseball, he served in a segregated unit in the Army and in one instance refused to move to the back of the bus, was arrested and acquitted. That matters. That history cannot be erased, it cannot be undone, and it must be recognized to fully understand and celebrate his legacy.
You invade everywhere people are. And that's, look, as we discussed before, communists do that on purpose. We're naive when we say things like, I can't believe they went after the Boy Scouts. I can't believe they went after the church. I can't believe they went after corporations. I can't believe. Communists find what you love. They find what you cherish. And they invade and infect these areas. And they bring their sick demonic religion with them. That's why you can't watch Disney anymore. That's why you used to be able to take your kids to Disney movies or watch a Disney cartoon and they would learn right and wrong and values and they would laugh and now they just learn how to be gay. You communists are unpopular and you're losing young men faster than you can possibly imagine. And it's exactly because of things like this. Jackie Robinson was a beast of an athlete. Did you know he was a four-sport star? Did you know? I believe if memory serves me, I may have this wrong. I think he led the nation in punt return yardage. I think he could have went pro in the NFL. One of the great five-tool baseball players of all time. And yes, a civil rights icon who deserves all the credit in the world for standing up to all that crap back in the day. You know what he deserves better than? To be used as a skin suit on an ESPN show trying to trash on Donald Trump and make a political point. And that's actually the point I want to come to now. The reason you filthy communists are hated by everybody is because young men like me used to be able to go home after basketball practice with my five buddies as mom made us a pizza and sit there and turn on ESPN. And you know what you used to be able to turn on? When you turn on ESPN back in the day, this is what it was. Just me, some dudes, and this.
Reggie Miller from way downtown. Bang. And then Mark Jackson's turn, also from three-point land. Jackson again. Circus move. Pacers on a 9-0 run. Just walk away, PJ. And now it's Morning's turn. Alonzo Mourning on the roll. Brought to you by Percy Hawkins. Mourning had 22. Hornets by 19 at the half. Then off the Johnson pick, Muggsy Bogues takes it himself to the hoop. Get out of the way. You don't want to get hurt.
Knicks down 15 in the second half. QB Davis brings him back. Then it's Starks. Fakes, fires, and touches nothing but the bottom of the net.
This recording will self-destruct.
That's what ESPN used to be. Me and my boys. Not political. I didn't even care about politics back then. Watching some dunks, big hits, bombs in baseball. Young men today,
They don't want to turn on a sports show and hear this.
So ESPN and others reported today that the Department of Defense, amidst an ongoing effort to purge government mentions of diversity, equity, inclusion, removed the website honoring Jackie Robinson's military service. It has since been restored.
And you dumb communists don't understand. That's why everybody hates your freaking guts. Because you've chosen to invade every single thing everyone loves. You bring your nasty politics with you, and you just me. You just sit and henpeck at everybody all the time. It's not even a political point. If you're a 16-year-old boy, you just got home from baseball practice as baseball season gets ready to kick off, and you turn on ESPN. You want to watch Shohei Ohtani hit the ball 8,000 feet. You want to see sick things on the news. You want to see funny commentary, and yes, you want to see mostly dudes bringing it to you because it's mostly a dude thing. Instead, now you have. Last time I turned on an NFL program, it was four of the five. I don't know why you'd need five. Four of the five commentators were women who've obviously never played football at all, and you had to have gossip column crap the entire time. That's why you're being rejected, because you won't just leave us alone. Leave us alone. But you can't do it, of course. They can't make themselves do it. It all comes back to what we were talking about yesterday. They go to college. They go to communist finishing school. And they leave as foot soldiers intent on forcing that crap on everybody. They can't help themselves. All you do is talk down to people. All you do is scold people. All you do is invade everywhere all the time. Do you remember the presidential election? Remember what Donald Trump did? Donald Trump went on, and I don't even know this guy, Theo Vaughn. I had to ask my kids who he was. He's got a huge podcast. I turned it on for 30 seconds. Just seems like kind of a normal dude. Chris, Corey, do I have that wrong? Just kind of a normal dude. Trump went on there and just gabbed with him for a couple hours. Trump went on Joe Rogan and just shot the breeze with him. Few hours. Just sat there talking. Just where dudes are. Not scolding anybody. Not lecturing anybody. And you know what? The young men of America said, gosh, whew. It's like a breath of fresh air. I think I'd like that guy instead of the people who have to lecture me all the freaking time. That's why. All right. Let's do some of the email stuff. Let's do a lot of the email stuff because I've been lax on that. Let's first make sure that you don't ever get assaulted, killed. What are you going to do if somebody thinks you cut them off in traffic tonight and they follow you home? You know, it just happened in my town. Somebody just got followed home, pulled in the driveway, wasn't paying attention, got out of the car, bad guy with a knife. Do you have your burner pistol launcher on you? Is it in your car? Should be. Do you have it in your purse, ladies? Do you have one by your bedside? Are you planning on just screaming loud enough to stop that 200-pound beast from sticking a knife between your ribs? The burner pistol launcher will save your life. It's legal in all 50 states without a permit. It will save your life from a bad man who wants to hurt you. More importantly than buying one for yourself, buy one for the person you love the most. Give it to somebody. Legal everywhere. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. BYRNA. SWAT teams carry it for a reason. Private security firms across the country carry it for a reason. Byrna.com/Jesse. That's Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.